Parsha Shoftim begins with the command to establish an ethical judicial system. The Torah says, Tzedek, tzedek, tirdef. Righteousness, righteousness, you shall pursue. Question is, tzedek, tzedek, why the redundancy? So the Mefarshim explain, tzedek, tzedek, we must pursue righteousness with righteousness. What exactly does that mean? If you decide to go into a supermarket and shoplift some bread and milk, and you say, it's to feed a poor family, would that make theft right and ethical? Of course not. Are you stealing it for a good reason? Yes, but it is still wrong according to the Torah. This strategy is fundamentally flawed. Because in Halacha, we're not only concerned about the end in itself, but also about the means to the end. The Torah tells us, Tzedek, you want to pursue righteousness, Tzedek Tirdof. You must achieve it only through righteous means. There's a famous question that the Mefarshim ask. If the Avos HaKadoshim kept all of the Torah, why would Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters, Rachel and Leah? So Yaakov Kamenetsky says something very powerful. Yaakov Avinu was never commanded not to marry two sisters. The Torah was not yet given to Klal Yisrael. He did it out of his own volition. It was his own chumrah. However, he gave his word to Rachel that he will marry her. Granted, Lavan played a trick on him and he gave him Leah instead, but that doesn't nullify his promise to Rachel. Yaakov reasoned, I gave Rachel my word. How can I violate it? He said, what will it be? Either it's my chumrah or my word. And his word prevailed, even at the expense of violating his chumrah. That is tzedek tzedek tirdef. You can be machmer on yourself, but think of how it will impact the people around you. If they will suffer as a result, then it's not considered the chumrah. Actually, on the contrary. For example, there's a chumrah not to eat anything outside of the sukkah, not even a drink of water. So you take your family to amusement park on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, and you're hungry and thirsty and irritated, and as a result, you take it out on your wife and children. That is a classic example of misplaced righteousness. It's wonderful to do mitzvahs with the greatest adurim and adhere to all of the chumras, but not at the expense of hurting your wife and children. We can't step over people while we are chasing our chumras. Rav Shraga Favel Mendelovitz was the founder of Yeshiva Torah V'Das in America. One Shabbos, he stayed in Miami at the home of a former student. His student walked him home Friday night from shul. When he opened up the door to his house, the young man was shocked and embarrassed. His wife, exhausted from a week's worth of responsibility of keeping a home, was sprawled out on the couch. The Shabbos table wasn't set perfectly. And at the head of the table, there were two large challahs sitting uncovered. The custom, as we know, is to cover the challahs when making kiddush, as the bracha over bread normally precedes the wine. And since it is somewhat of an embarrassment to the bread, we cover it during kiddush. The student called out to his wife in a demeaning manner, everyone knows that we must cover the challah before making kiddush. Rav Shraga Favel Mendelovitz was annoyed at his Talmud's self-righteous behavior. And he tells him, over the years, I've encountered many problems. Students and couples and people from all walks of life have entered my office to discuss their personal hardships. Not even once did a challah walk into my office crying, feeling inferior because it was left uncovered during kiddush. Do you know why? Because we are not concerned about the challah. We are concerned about making ourselves cognizant of feelings. We worry about the challah's feelings as a means to care about and be sensitive to feelings of human beings. So how can you embarrass your wife over not covering the challah when the sole purpose of covering challah is supposed to train you in sensitivity? That is the antithesis of tzedek tzedek tirdef. The Chazon Ish, who was famous for his chumras, once said, we know when Mashiach comes, there will be a big suda. And for the main dish, there will be a choice, meat or fish. Meat from the Sharabar or fish from the Leviosan. As the Chazon Ish, why will there be a fish option when we have the Sharabar? A nice big juicy rib steak from the grill. Said the Chazon Ish, even then, there will be people that will say, we are from, we have a chumrah, we don't eat meat. What do you mean you don't eat meat? It's Hashem's meat, it's His shechita. Nah, I'll pass. Give me the fish instead. Misguided frumkeit. They once asked Rav Shaul Salanter, what is the most important hiddur when baking matzahs for Pesach? And he said, not to scream at the almanas who are doing the baking. That is Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdoiv personified. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.